Now he talks here about we're to go forth unto him, and he's talking now as we move into verse 15 to the spiritual life of believers. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. We're priests today, and we can offer to God our own selves, as we've seen, that's in the 12th of Romans, and we can offer to God our gifts, and that's in 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, and we can offer to God our praise, that's here, and then our performance of doing good, and that's verse 16, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And when you took that basket of fruit over to that dear, lonely, sick person, that old lady, that wonderful child of God, but everybody's forgotten her, you took that basket of fruit over, you were a priest offering a sacrifice to God, and it was well-pleasing to him. He took delight in you doing that. And I can't help but say this. When I was down flat on my back, great many people said, did you read all those letters? I read every one of them. You know why? Because every one of those was a sacrifice. There are many people that are lots worse off physically than I was. And they wrote me lovely letters. And may I say to you, many of them helped me in a tangible way. And I want to say, friends, I think that type of thing is a sacrifice well-pleasing to God. And that's what he's talking about here. Christianity, if it can't walk in shoe leather, it's no good at all. What we're trying to say here and to see here is this. The Lord Jesus Christ is up yonder right now at God's right hand. That's where the head of the church is, but his feet are down here, right where the rubber meets the road. And he wants Christianity today in shoe leather. He wants to get in shoe leather down here, and he'd like to walk in your shoes. Now, will you notice what he says? Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that's unprofitable for you. Here we have this statement again. We had it in verse 7. The thought back of this is that if you have a pastor that is teaching the Word of God and not bawling you out, not criticizing you, but giving you what the Word of God says, then you're to obey not him, but you're to obey the Word of God as he gives it to you. Be best you didn't hear the Word of God if you're not going to obey it. Now, he says something else, and I love this. He says here, pray for us, verse 18. Pray for us. Evidently, the readers of this epistle knew the writer. And I think it was Paul. That little booklet's still available to anybody that'll write in now and ask for it. Was Paul the author of the epistle to the Hebrews? And I believe that he was. Pray for us. For we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. And it's wonderful to pillow your head at night and to have a good conscience. Now, a conscience that's enlightened by the Word of God. Now, a great many people that are not walking in the light. But if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we'll have fellowship with him. But if you and I say that we have fellowship and we walk in darkness, we're lying. John said that. I didn't say it. He said it. Now, will you notice verse 19? He says, but I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now, that, again, makes me believe Paul wrote this. This epistle bears so many marks of the Apostle Paul. Apparently, he's in prison, and he's saying to these Hebrew Christians, I want to come back and be among you again. After all, he was a Hebrew, and he wanted to be among these people. And very frankly, as we've just seen, the word Hebrew, by the way, means the fellow who crossed over. And I wished all of us were Hebrews like that today. That is, cross over to Jesus. Come to him for new life, for new living, and new hope. How wonderful that would be.